Class 4 State Football Championship game will be held at Faurot Field in Columbia today. 25 years ago at the Dome in St. Louis, the Halas Crusaders beat Ozark for the Class 4 State Football title. It was the last game in the coaching career of Hall of Famer Ray Hinches. Hinches became Halas' head football coach in 1966. 1998 was his last year as coach in what would become known as the farewell season. During practice in August of 1998, Hinches told his football team that this would be his final year.
There were a lot of things went into that decision, but I just felt that, it's time to pass the torch on to someone else.
Son Chris was a ball boy for the Crusaders when he was young. He would later play for his dad in the early 1980s and would return to Halas as a coach on his dad's staff in 1993. Chris was not surprised by his dad's announcement.
No, we had talked about it. I think every individual kind of has that time in their own mind. A lot of circumstances and a lot of things come into decisions like that. After 33 years of coaching, I think he had given everything that he could give, and it was an opportunity to step back and enjoy a little more time with the grandkids and with my mom. And I think, no looking back with any regrets, because it couldn't have ended any better than what it did.
Halas opened the 1998 campaign with losses to Melville and Columbia Hickman. Coach Hinches told his team at the beginning of the year he didn't want to lose 100 games. The losses at the start and the number 99 would become a rallying point.
I kind of talked to the team. I said, hey, guys, I don't want to lose 100. And almost to a man, they said, don't worry, Coach, you won't. And to win the last 12, that was just something that you might make a movie plot out of, but it usually doesn't happen in real life.
To avoid 100 losses, Halas would need to run the table in 1998. Close wins in weeks 3 and 4 against St. Joseph Central and Moberly started them on their way. The winning streak stood at 8 when Halas beat rival Hannibal for the district title 33-14. A win over St. Charles West and a victory in the state quarterfinals over Sumner meant they were a win away from a state championship football game. A road win, Coach Ray Hinches' 250th victory over Salem, sent the Crusaders to St. Louis in a state title game against Ozark.
I remember talking to one of the parents prior to the game about a day before, and they had said, there's no way we're losing this game. There's no way we're losing this game. And I think that was the sentiment of all the coaches and players and everyone associated with Halas football. To get to that point and then not to finish it would have been unthinkable. And the players, absolutely played their heart out that day. And I think everyone knew that this was going to be the storybook ending that, that he deserved.
Coach Ray Hinches had the team ready coming out of the locker room.
I kind of remember a little something about my pregame talk, because everybody was comparing the previous team. And I never prepare a talk, but I just kind of told, that everybody's been talking about last year's team because we almost made it that year. And I says, you win this one today and you'll become the standard. And somehow, I don't know how long the pregame talk last, but I do remember that I had to get out of the way because they were about to run me over to get out on the field.
In that state title football game against the Ozark Tigers in St. Louis, an interception early set the tone.
Back to passes, Epperly throws it downfield, one-on-one coverage. It's intercepted by the Crusaders. Intercepted by Chris Wilson. Pass intended for Gabe Meadows. Second play from the line of scrimmage. It's a pick for the Crusaders. They'll have it first and 10 at the 40.
Remember that very clearly, because as I was covering the wide receiver for Ozark and running down the sideline, I just about lost my footing and tripped on the turf monster, as they call it. So I certainly remember that, but I was fortunate enough to regain my footing and make a play. But it was a great magical season.
Lee Wilson interception set up Halas's first touchdown.
1 and 3 inside the 20. Castleman turns, hands off to Lukanoff, kicks it to the outside, inside the 15, gets loose, 10, 5, touchdown, Derek Lukanoff. Lukanoff in the end zone from 19 yards out. The Crusaders on the board.
A field goal late in the second quarter put the Crusaders up 17-0 at the half.
Berenson to hold. Snap is down. Gorman's kick is up. It is high, it is long, and it is good. Woo! From 37 yards out, Ryan Borman puts one through, and the Crusaders have three more on the board.
While the offense was putting points on the board, the defense, which gave up an average of just 7 points a game, was making plays as well.
Handoff. It's to Bender. He is rocked at the line of scrimmage. Guess who? Phil Pitts.
Who else, Kevin? Pitts has been in the backfield more than the offensive backs for the Ozark Tigers.
Back to pass. Epperly throws it out for Goodson, and it's picked off by Chris Wilson at the 40-yard line. He went stride for stride with Goodson. He turned when the pass was thrown, and he picks it off, his second in the first half, and the Crusaders had the ball back. It's a third and eight. Split backs this time behind the quarterback, Epperly. He has two wideouts to the far side of the field, to the right side. Epperly back to pass. Here comes Pitts on the pressure. He sacks him back at the 15-yard line. Phil Pitts, that backside pressure. Epperly saw him in the rearview mirror and couldn't get rid of him.
And it was the defense that put the final points on the board.
Out of the I formation from the 15. Epperly drops back pass. Screen intercepted. Intercepted for a touchdown. They wanted to run the screen. It was picked off by Josh Kuhnstein, and he goes the distance for the score. Here comes the pressure. Steps into the pocket. He'll run to the 45 of Elias, to the 40, and that's it. That's it. The final play, and the state championship has been won by the Elias Crusaders as they defeat the Ozark Tigers here this afternoon at the Trans World Dome in St. Louis.
The Elias Crusaders beat the Ozark Tigers on that November day in St. Louis in 1998, 37-12. For Chris Hinches, 1998 will always be special.
Players, you know, absolutely played their heart out that day, and I think everyone knew that this was going to be the storybook ending that, you know, that he deserved. You know, my big takeaway was just how hard everyone worked that season. Not that we didn't work hard in other seasons, but once that decision was public, you know, there was a special mission that all the coaches and players really bought into, and that special mission was to send him out on top.
Longtime assistant coach Mike Jeffrey said players always played hard for Coach Hinches.
You play for your coach, you ingrain that attitude in practice, and I can always say that Ray's players always wanted to give him their best.
What did you take away from coaching with Coach Ray?
Well, organization, you know, the system that we had, the thoughtfulness. You know, I think as a head coach, you have to change a little bit of what you do and how you do it from where you were as an assistant. And it was just learning how to be a head coach watching him.
A state football title in 1998 provided a storybook ending for Coach Ray Hinches.
It wouldn't have happened without the support of parents, fans, and just some outstanding gentlemen that we had playing football for us for the 33 years that I was privileged to coach.
At the Dome in St. Louis in late November of 1998, the final chapter and paragraphs were written on the coaching career of Ray Hinches. And the final words would say, stay champion.